Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions and gave them to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So yeah, this is a picture of the fellowship of the early church. And there's four things they devote themselves to, and that's the apostles' teaching. And that is kind of the teaching of Jesus and the first disciples kind of handed down. Fellowship, that means being in relationship with one another. It means spending time together. It says later, every day they continued to meet together. To the breaking of bread, which we think about communion, receiving the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And so these are the things that the early church found to be important. The other thing was they didn't have this kind of individual outlook on the world. They looked around and they saw if someone was in need, they would sell their own things and give to anyone who had need. So there's this very, it's a very beautiful picture of just community that formed in these early believers. We know that the early church had its struggles. We know that the early church, especially early on, they had this question about Gentiles versus Jews and could they all live together in unity. But we see right at the beginning, so this passage is right after Pentecost, you see right at the beginning, the immediate response of the people to the work of God in their life is to meet together. This week I was teaching at Southern Nazarene University. I was teaching my class about the church. And the question came up, like, can you be a Christian and not go to church? And I would say the answer to that is probably not an easy, you know, there's probably not an answer. Technically, I guess you could, you know, have a relationship with Jesus. It's just we don't see it anywhere in Scripture. So the idea is that all throughout Scripture, when people encounter God, they meet together in groups. And we're encouraged to. We're encouraged to not give up meeting together, the Scripture says. And so fellowship is a big part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. That we're not doing this by ourselves. We're doing it as a community. And so some things that you can learn in a community is how to love people even when we disagree, how to share, how to forgive, how to live sacrificially, how to serve one another. Imagine trying to serve other people if you were always by yourself, or how to forgive someone if you never interacted with other people. And so the whole idea of faith is that it's meant to be lived in community. And this community, especially early on, was very close. They met together every day. Now, the world we live in probably wouldn't allow that. There's too much commuting that goes on between church members. These people all lived in a small village, and they were all really close to one another, proximity-wise. So they could meet together every day. But they also noticed if anyone had need, and they were willing to give of their own means to help others out. And these are things we can still do. We might have to adapt them a little bit to our culture, but we can meet together. throughout the week in people's homes. We could share a meal with maybe a group from our church. A connection class is what we call ours at community. Sunday school group, whatever you call it at your place. We can share with those who are in need. We can help one another out. Maybe we're really good at fixing cars and we know someone in the church that needs their car fixed. And maybe it's somebody who doesn't have the means to go pay a mechanic. Just little things like that are ways that we can begin to live into this. It's not about all of us moving in together all the time and, you know, sharing everything in common. Although there are groups who form communities like that. But it really is about just taking what we have, living together, walking together as disciples of Jesus, learning together from the teaching of the Word, praying together, having fellowship together, and sharing with one another. And so I hope wherever you're at, you can find a church community to do that with, to fellowship, to break the bread of communion, to pray together, and to hear the Word together. And then share life together along the way. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.